Will the choice of the vice president matter? Does it ever matter?
Well, when we run, you know, as you, as social science, you know, you run a lot of regressions on it. We can't get more than about 1% or so. Now, you know, 1% can make a difference in a close election and vary on the state. So the last time we were pretty sure that it made a difference was JFK when he picked Johnson. It probably helped. It probably caused him to carry Texas, which he wouldn't have. And then in a close election, he would have lost. Since then,
I'm going to restrain myself from making a reference to Robert Caro's biographies of Johnson and Johnson's ability to steal elections in Texas. Yeah. Maybe he taught some tricks. I don't know.
Yeah, but they actually won pretty solidly in Texas in '60. But at least the question is, so for me, Romney has done a terrific job of vetting. He's not looking for anybody that can carry anything or anything spectacular. I think he generally wants someone who's not going to make a mistake. So that means it's not going to be Condi Rice because she's too tightly tied to the Bush administration. She's a policy person. She's our colleague here. She's not a politician. She's a policy person. I think it's going to be someone, and Matt Rubio has some problems. He might
young
help with Florida.
Young and untested.
But on the other hand, there's a lot of things he doesn't know about foreign policy that the press might go after him big time on. And nextly, in Colorado and Nevada and states like that, it's just not the case that being Cuban American helps at all with Mexican Americans. In fact, it may even hurt. So, I think it's going to be somebody like, Pawlenty, Rob Portman, someone that's very safe and is not going to disturb the ticket, not going to be a Sarah Palin, going to be viewed as someone who could take over from Romney if he's president and something happens. I think it's going to be bland.
Yeah, the Jewish phrase, that'd be parv. Neither this nor that. And he will be, if that's correct, and again, we're doing this in July, I can vouch for the fact that pick has not been made yet. Dave's out on a limb here. He'll be criticized for being cautious and not showing a lot of, which I think is a criticism he gets. Do you think that's a good choice, the neutral parv choice, or do you think he ought to be?
I do. I think
more aggressive and risk taking.
I think his campaign has to be, I'm not Obama.
Uh huh.
If the election gets to be a referendum on the president's 4 years, president loses. If the election gets turned around to be on whether Romney could replace him, then that puts Romney in trouble. So to the extent that the campaign goes on any far and it's about Bain and it's about the jobs and it's about when did he quit Bain and those are the questions, that's not good for the Romney campaign. Romney needs to be not Obama. And he still has a lead among independents on he'd do better on jobs and turning the economy around. That's what he's got to focus on.